You're listening to SBS News.
A cluster of coronavirus cases in Adelaide has jumped to 17 after a worker at a quarantine hotel infected fellow family members. The cluster has shut down two schools, a fast food store, and sent an aged care centre into lockdown after a worker there tested positive. The new cases were picked up on Saturday after a woman in her 80s went to Adelaide's Lyell McEwen Hospital for testing and was hospitalised. Two of her family members, a woman in her 50s and a man in his 60s, also tested positive. The South Australian government is imposing new restrictions from midnight because of the cluster. The state's gyms are being closed, funeral numbers are being limited, and inbound international flights into Adelaide have been suspended for this week. Premier Steve Marshall says swift action is needed to stay ahead of the coronavirus, and the contact tracing team is being boosted to tackle the outbreak.
It's fair to say that we are now facing our biggest test to date, but we can and we must rise to this new challenge. We have world-leading health experts and world-leading systems that have helped keep South Australia safe and strong.
National Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he's confident South Australia's contact tracing system can contain further spread of the virus.
So we know about the capability of South Australia and we know about the capability of the other states as to what support they can give and indeed from the Commonwealth level. So that's all kicked in as you would expect it to do and we remain very ready to assist with that work in the coming days whilst they get on top of this. And I do firmly believe that the South Australian authorities, with that support from others, will be able to get on top of this.
Five states have imposed border restrictions on South Australia as a result of the cluster. Western Australia has reinstated restrictions on South Australia, forcing passengers landing in Perth from Adelaide into quarantine for 2 weeks. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner has declared South Australia a COVID-19 hotspot, effective immediately. Tasmania has also joined the Northern Territory in ordering those arriving from South Australia to undergo self-quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin says the health and safety of Tasmanians is the state's main priority.
With the outbreak escalating in Adelaide, we're taking immediate precautionary action this morning. So firstly, to anyone who has arrived in Tasmania from South Australia since last Monday, the 9th of November, we would like you today to immediately self-isolate. If you are in a home residence, to isolate there. If you are staying in accommodation, to go back to your hotel room and isolate there as well.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer says anyone who has travelled to South Australia during that time also needs to take a coronavirus test. Dr. Jeanette Young says the rapid increase in South Australia's COVID-19 cases has led to the action and passengers exiting flights are being notified.
So if they're Queenslanders returning back home after visiting Adelaide, then they can go into their own accommodation. They should isolate themselves in their own accommodation from other people in that accommodation. If they're coming to visit friends or so, or coming to stay in a place, then similarly they should quarantine themselves from anyone else.
The New South Wales Premier says she doesn't believe it's necessary to shut borders every time there's a coronavirus outbreak and is taking a different approach to other states. New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases for the 9th day in a row, with two infections reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Ms Berejiklian says the community needs to live with a pandemic.
We are taking extra measures. So we're making sure that anybody that comes to New South Wales hasn't gone to any of the venues that are listed, which is what common practice would mean. But I don't think it's a sensible approach moving forward to shut your borders every time there's an outbreak. We're in the pandemic. We know there are going to be outbreaks. What is absolutely critical is to make sure that you get on top of those outbreaks. And a number like that, whilst very concerning for a state the size of South Australia, because of the circumstance of this particular case, our health authorities don't believe we need to change any of our policy settings.
Victoria is also declaring South Australia a coronavirus hotspot. It's been 17 days since Victoria detected a new coronavirus case or death, and the state currently has only 3 active cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's confident South Australia can manage its outbreak, but a traveller screening process will be in place.
It'll be a case-by-case process. When a person arrives at the airport, there'll be a sit-down with them, symptoms, have you been to any specific locations. Rapid testing may be a feature of that. I can't quite confirm that yet, but I've asked our public health team to look at that because, you know, we don't want to take any chances at all.
The latest border restrictions mean Australians are looking less likely to travel across the country this summer. In their household impacts of COVID-19 survey for October, the Australian Bureau of Statistics found reasons for not travelling included COVID-19 restrictions, concerns about the risk of COVID-19, and too much uncertainty. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.